This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. I'm C. Murray Ainsborough. In the United Kingdom, tens of thousands of university lecturers have started a 14-day strike as part of a series of walkouts planned to protest severe cuts in their pension plans. More than a million students in 64 universities will be affected by the walkouts, which will be spread out over a month. The dispute is centered on a demand from the universities that they be allowed to change the pension plans of their lecturers from a defined benefit plan, which guarantees a certain pension amount, to a defined contribution plan, which would fluctuate according to the stock market. The union representing the lecturers, the University and College Union, estimates that a typical lecturer would lose an estimated £10,000 a year, about $14,000. The union says that younger academics could lose almost half of their retirement income. The university's bargaining agent, known by its acronym UUK, says that the universities cannot afford the current pension scheme. Joe McNeil is the president of the union local at Liverpool University.
We cannot live on 100% defined contribution pensions. So it is absolutely, you know, beyond, a joke that they would expect our membership to accept that proposal. So obviously then, you know, the mobilisation of the membership, you know, moved in earnest then. People who have never seen at a union meeting in my life were at union meetings, you know, banging about the fact that they don't want to lose their pension, which they've got every right to do. We start our strike action on the 22nd of Feb, and we move into 5 consecutive days that week and the following week. So we have the Thursday, Friday, and then the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the following week. And then the week after that, we have 4 days in that we're having strike action. This is not the type of action that our members are used to. You know, there are members of the academic staff. They're not RMT. You know, I would love our members to be as active as like the railway unions or something, but this isn't the type of action our members are used to. So getting them to come out for 14 days and stand on picket lines is a job. I really do think we can win this fight because the universities are not ready for this type of disruption, and they're not ready for the students to turn on them in the way that they are.
Some of the striking lecturers prepared a video explaining the strike action to the students.
The University of UK's management wants to destroy the pension scheme. Some staff will lose as much as 40% of their pensions, but management refused to budge or even bargain.
This dispute is about pensions, but it's also about marketisation. Pensions are being cut, staff are being casualised, and students are paying massive fees. These issues are all linked.
We don't want a strike. 90% of our work is meetings and admin, but teaching you is what we want to do.
Striking means we don't get paid. It means we don't know if we'll have the money to pay our rents, our mortgages, pay for childcare, electricity, or for food. But we have to stop these attacks on our education system. We're out of options.
Boycott lectures and seminars.
Support the picket line.
Show your support by wearing a purple square.
Write to the Vice-Chancellor to tell him that you support him in his objections to these reforms.
Come to our alternative events.
This is an opportunity. We can call for free tuition. We can call for new learning environments. We can use strikes to create a new, different university. We can win.
The leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is supporting the striking lecturers.
We're deeply concerned by the proposed changes to the university's superannuation scheme that would leave our university staff up to £10,000 a year worse off in retirement. Downgrading the pension scheme will affect recruitment, retention, and ultimately our ability to offer world-class higher education. Everyone deserves the dignity and security in old age that comes from a decent pension. It's been great to see strong support from students for striking staff. But for everyone's sake, we need to find a solution which avoids further disruption. So I join staff and students in calling for the employers to commit now to meaningful negotiations to resolve this dispute.
Nationally, 58% of the lecturers voted for strike action. Polls taken before the strike showed that 61% of students supported the lecturers as they fight to protect their pensions. I'm C. Murray Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.